Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. For such a small word, crop has a lot of meanings. Two of those provide an interesting profile of the word's variability in our language. First, crop refers to that pouch or sac at the base of a bird's neck. The bird's crop acts as a kind of pantry that swells with food until it's ready to be fully digested. Second, crop also refers to a plant product that's grown and harvested annually, a wheat, cotton, or apple crop, say. It's hard to believe that the bird and the plant crops are etymologically related, but they are, and here's how. If we chase the word crop to its origin, we find it in an old English term that means round mass, or lump, or a swelling. We can see this vividly enough in the bird's crop that swells when full. But then a distending of another sort takes place when an herb or a grain or fruit swells on its stalk or branch. This is the mass or the crop of the plant that signals ripeness. When harvested, the whole product becomes the crop, which developed into a sense of the word meaning cultivated plant product. Next time on this series, bumper crop. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman. Fare thee well, word lovers.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.